We also do not yet know if Omicron infection causes more severe illnesses. So in terms of potential timeframes, if indeed Omicron is more transmissible and begin to dominate over Delta, what kind of time frame are we looking at? We can draw a reference to the Delta variant. Delta took about 3 to 4 months to become the predominant variant globally, 3 to 4 months. So if Omicron is very infectious, it may be faster than 3 to 4 months. However, the spread of Omicron can also be slowed down because countries this time are a lot quicker in introducing border measures. So we are seeing US, UK, EU member states, Southeast Asian countries, including Singapore, Japan, Australia, Israel, all took swift actions to suspend entries of travelers from affected countries. This did not happen that quickly for Delta. So on balance, even if Omicron establishes itself and causes large epidemics around the world, we hope it will take a couple of months at least. And this period of couple of months gives us valuable time to understand this variant, find out more about it, and put in place the appropriate countermeasures. During this time, we may see sporadic cases slipping through into our borders, and we want to be able to detect, isolate, and contain these cases. What we want to prevent and need to prevent during this discovery period is to prevent Omicron to establish itself in our community. Don't allow it to establish itself in our community when we do not know enough about it. And when we learn more about it, I'm confident we will learn to live with Omicron, just like how we have learned to live with Delta. So given that, our response now will be based on the following two principles. First, we will run parallel healthcare protocols, one for the known Delta and the other one for the unknown Omicron. The first is to coexist, the second is to contain. And second principle, buy us time, at least for several weeks, to learn about Omicron. So these are the few things we are doing. First, quickly establish our starting point. So far, indications is that we do not have any Omicron infections in Singapore yet. We are testing travelers and air crew who arrived in Singapore over the past 10 days and have recent travel histories to the affected regions. There are over 200 of them. We have done 174 tests so far, and all are negative. Second, we will freeze all new VTLs and relaxations on social measures, and this is a prudent thing to do for now when we are faced with a major uncertainty. Third, we have implemented a new set of healthcare protocols for Omicron. We will continue the current healthcare protocols for Delta. As for Omicron measures, the healthcare protocols will be a lot stricter and quite similar to the initial protocols we implemented when we first encountered COVID-19. And everyone will be quite familiar with those protocols. But first, we need to differentiate the two kinds of infection, Delta versus Omicron. PCR tests continue to be able to pick up COVID-19 infections of all variants. But there is a particular PCR test that we have supplied by Thermo Fisher, which goes beyond identifying a person as being infected by COVID-19. It can also indicate if the person is likely to be infected by the Omicron variant, because this is a particular difference in the gene dropout. So we will prioritize this particular PCR test on travelers. It is not foolproof, but the indicative result allows us to act faster and differentiate the healthcare protocols between the two kinds of infections. So if an individual is suspected of being infected by Omicron, he will be admitted to NCID. And if confirmed, will be managed there until we are confident that the person is non-infectious through repeat testing. There is no option of HRP for this group. We are also standing up dedicated isolation facilities for Omicron as a further option if we feel that public health considerations justify this. The swab samples from all these individuals will also be simultaneously sent and prioritized for viral genetic sequencing so we can ascertain if it is indeed an Omicron variant infection. And with every Omicron positive case, we will do what is familiar to everyone. We will conduct full contact tracing. Contacts will then be placed under quarantine and tested with PCR for exit. Third thing, we'll continue to push ahead with vaccination. This is absolutely the wrong time to argue that because there are new variants, let's not vaccinate and wait for a new vaccine. Absolutely the wrong time. People die because of such arguments and such decisions. Remember, when we are faced with unknown, we buy insurance. The insurance is now the existing vaccines. It is not a case where there are mutations and hence existing vaccines will not work, because the human body is much more capable than that once vaccinated. And there is a good chance that existing vaccines will work against Omicron. Doctors from South Africa have observed that amongst the Omicron cases with severe symptoms, 65% are unvaccinated, and the remaining 35% partially vaccinated. These are very brief early data, but it suggests that the vaccine could still be effective and underscores the importance of vaccines. If anything, it is a much more valuable insurance against a big unknown confronting the world now. So please continue to get your vaccinations and your booster shots. MOH will also continue to administer vaccines very proactively and leveraging our mobile as well as our home vaccination teams to reach out to seniors. We are making good progress in preparing for pediatric vaccination for those aged 5 to 11. We will announce details when ready. Fourth thing we will do is to learn about Omicron quickly. There are many aspects, but let me list 5 key aspects. 1, how infectious is it compared to previous variants? 2, what's the incubation and the infectious period? 3, can ART and other tests detect Omicron at the same level as other variants? 4, is it more or less harmful than Delta? 5, how well do existing vaccines work against it? DMS will elaborate the work on this front and explain the implications of the answers to these questions. Finally, and 5th, border measures. For domestic healthcare protocols, we can use the thermal Fisher PCR to preliminarily identify Omicron infections and differentiate the follow-up actions. But for border policies, there is no basis for us to do so. So this is where we need to judge very carefully and be prepared to adjust our border measures along the way. Minister Lawrence Wong will explain this. In conclusion, the situation we are facing is a bit like the game of snakes and ladders. We don't know what's the next throw of the dice and which square we will land in. If Omicron is more infectious, more harmful, and the vaccines don't work very well against it, then we have stepped on the snake square and we'll go down, and this will set us back by a long way. If Omicron is more infectious but turn out milder, then in time, a less harmful virus may dominate over Delta. And that is actually a positive development. Then we would have landed on the ladder square and maybe even take a leap forward in our transition to living with COVID-19. Many scientists, in fact believe this is actually one possible natural evolutionary direction of viruses. Or it may be just another variant that makes no great impact. You land on a boring square and we continue our current path to transit to living with COVID-19 as a resilient nation. We can only know the answer in the coming weeks. In the meantime, we should take a prudent approach and implement appropriate measures containing Omicron, not let it establish itself in our community while we find out more about it.